Mother of the world, touching Tony, the rock. Touching Tona. I said the same thing last week, touching Tundri. The guys fell off the chair and I couldn't understand why they were laughing. But it's good to be with you. Praise God. God is good. God loves his people. God loves you. God loves your wicked mother-in-law. God loves your drunk neighbor. God loves the guy that's wasted on the side of the road.
Amen.
If God didn't love us, we wouldn't be here today. God didn't love us, he wouldn't have sent his only son Jesus to die for us. The beginning of a new year. 2013. I think everybody on the 21st of December 2012 was holding their breath.
The whole world
was saying, ah, the time has come. It is the end of the world. And what happened? Nothing. Nothing. We didn't even have a cyclone or a hurricane or a tornado or a tsunami anywhere in the world. I wonder why. It wasn't God's time.
Satria,
God has given grace us with more time. And this being the first Sunday of 2013, I want to encourage us that we will take ownership of the plans that God has for us. I've been in Madagascar for more than 12 years now. Some days I'm very rarakabe. I'm like, is anything ever going to change?
When
I get a slap from God, he says, my people are changing every day. There's a renewing every day. My mercies and my grace on you every morning.
Okay,
God, you are an amazing God. Amazing God that loves amazing people. Look at your neighbor. Look at somebody unique. There's only one of them on this planet. Jael, aren't you happy?
Move
I only have one Tantereka to deal with. If my wife was here, say, no, please, I don't want another Gavin in the house. One of him is enough. More than enough. It's true. You went to South Africa? I haven't been around much since we came back from South Africa. I never backslid. I didn't become a Muslim. Not yet. No, I won't become a Muslim. I've just been around preaching all over the place. Sharing God's word. But I want to tell you, it's good to be with God's people. It's good to share God's word. And I hope you're excited for this year. During the worship, I was reminded of a portion of scripture. Don't ask me for the chapter, passage, book. I'm not
going
to give it to you because I don't have it. But I remember a few years ago, Pastor Eugene from the church up the road. He preached a sermon about Isaiah. And Isaiah said this, he said, in the year of the Lord, I lifted up my eyes and I saw
God on his throne.
De napitraka ny masoko ho arina hitan'Andriamanitra teo amin'ny seza fiandrianana.
It was a year chosen by God.
Le hoe taona izay nofidian'Andriamanitra.
That was Isaiah's translation.
Izay ny dika tenin'ny Isaia.
The year of the Lord.
Le hoe taonan'ny Tompo.
I want to encourage you.
Ary te hampahery anao.
I want to remind you.
Te hampatsiahy anao.
That every year.
Ny taona rehetra.
Is the year of the Lord.
De taonan'ny Tompo.
Amen.
Amen.
Tell your neighbor.
2013.
2013. Is the year of the Lord.
There
be a good year.
There
be God's year. Amen.
Amen.
I want to tell you something. I've been going around preaching. I was with Inner City Church. I was with Eugene a few weeks ago. I was with Celestine two or three weeks ago. Last week I was in Ampiflu with Victory Chapel. And I basically preached along the same lines in all the
context.
Spoken as being an effective church. Being an effective people. Being God's people. Living in God's year. Now you're
going
to kill me.
He
made this statement. Madagascar has a lot of problems. Yeah. So does South Africa. So does America. So does Holland. So does Switzerland. So does Russia. So does Italy. All over the world.
We
have a lot of problems. Do you have problems? Who has problems here?
Raise your
hand. If you have problems, raise your hand. Yeah, we all have problems. Yes!
Yes.
Wonderful! Wow! I have a problem. Why do I say that? Why do I say it's good you have problems? I hope you have more problems this year than you did in 2014.
You have
another baby to keep you awake.
Yes.
Problem. Why are you so happy about problems?
Well, let me tell you something.
I'm very involved in the corporate sector and the economics of Madagascar. And I see problems all day and every day of my life. Sometimes when I run away, when I take my air ticket, go to Ivatu, to get on a plane and disappear. That's
an
easy way out. Because for every problem, now listen carefully. For every problem that you have, there is an opportunity. Yeah. And for every opportunity, there is a solution. Wow. Bring the problems. Let me be an opportunist. God's people are opportunists. Why? Because our God is an opportune God. He sits on the edge of his throne every day. And he looks upon the face of the earth. Who's
going
to be next? Who's the next one that's going to take the opportunity of salvation? Because God gave the solution. He gave his one and only son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Tell your neighbor. Look for an opportunity. Reply to your neighbor. Give me a solution. It's easy, isn't it? I was at an English club in Ananakeli a few weeks ago.
Erinandro vitsivitsy aza tao amina English club anakiray tao analakely.
One of our sales lady, she invited me, said, Gavin, don't you want to come and speak at our English club?
Satria raha amireo mpivarotra aminay any dia niteny izy hoe kevina maninona ianao raha mba makany amin'ilay English club anay dia mba mite mizara kely aho.
I said, yeah, sure, I'd love to.
Dia hoza eny ary ny tiako mihitsy ny anao an'izay.
Give me an opportunity.
Nomeny tombontsy ho ako.
You have a problem?
Manana olana ianao?
Yeah, we have a problem.
Eny manana olana
izay. What's your problem?
Inona ny olanao?
We don't have enough native English speakers.
Satria tsy ampy ny isan'ny nipiteny anglisy.
Opportunity. Eto aminay. Opportunity.
Tombontsy.
Bring your solution. And I went to the English club. Then we spoke. Then they asked me questions. And then I mentioned this thing about problems and opportunity. Now, some of you know me. Some of you don't know me. I don't have a degree. I left school when I was 15. I'm not a very clever, educated man. And I didn't realize who was in the audience. And I spoke about opportunity, problems and opportunity. And the one guy that was sitting there, he said, can I ask you a question? I'll try and answer it. If I can't answer it, when I come back next time, I'll give you an answer. I'll find a solution. It's an opportunity. So he said to me, in Madagascar, there's a lot of unemployment. And you talk about opportunity. How can we find work?
I want to find them that, yes.
So wonderful. I love that question. It's the greatest question anybody can ask me. So I said, well, can I ask you a question? Before I answer your question. It's not good ethics to answer a question with a question. Right? If I ask a question, I want to answer. I don't want another question. Said, okay. Let me ask you a question. I said, what do you know about the lychee crop in Madagascar?
I
said, no, we export a lot of lychees. I said, really? I said, and what is your information about this lychee crop? Where is it growing? Who harvests it? Where does it go? What is the price per kilo? Is it good? Are the lychees good? Are they sweet? Are they sour? Are they half green? Are they ripe?
And
he looked at me almost a little bit confused. He said, okay, let me give you some statistics on the lychee. Don't worry, my preach is going somewhere. Don't worry. I'm not giving you an economics class. First of all, the lychee export in Madagascar is huge. Secondly, we don't have enough lychees. Thirdly, lychees are not in Madagascar, you don't have cultivated lychees. 90% of the lychees export out of Madagascar are naturally grown and naturally harvested.
So
I said to him, do you see an opportunity here? Because I do. So that means, if I'm looking for work, let me plant a lychee tree. 3 or 4 weeks time, let me plant another lychee tree. Opportunity. If we had to start cultivating lychee, we could grow the lychee export.
ianao afaka mandeha tsara mihitsy ao anatin'izay hoe miexporter le tsy izay.
All what we do is we walk into the bush.
Na ny ataonao de makany ambanivohitra na
makany toerana hafa. We pick the leeches and export them.
De maty ianao azo letsy anankiray any de alainao iny de milasa ianao mamboly an'iny any de
lasa
miexporter an'iny zay ohatra tombontsy azonao araraotiny.
Look for opportunities.
Mitadiava tombontsy no hoe mitadiava zavatra azo araraotiny.
Unfortunately for me,
mampalahelo nefa ho anah,
this man was a lawyer.
Ty lehilahy ty de mpanao lalàna.
I didn't know this.
I didn't know he was a lawyer. Fa mpanao lalàna io.
Ever had an argument with a lawyer?
You know them by fanya dievtra tamina mpanao lalàna.
They always right.
Zareo foana marina.
They always know better.
Zareo foana malala zavatra tsara kokoa.
So we continued the conversation.
Dia nitohizana le resaka.
And then he told me he was a lawyer.
Dia avy izy niteny tamiko hoe mpanao lalàna izy.
And I said, okay. Now I understand all your questions.
Dia hoe zao vao azoko niteny fanontanianao rehetrarehetra lazainy.
I said, and where do you work?
Dia hoe mantsiana azy hoe ary aiza ianao miasa?
No, I'm unemployed.
Dozis,
I said, you're a lawyer and you're unemployed? Yeah.
Yeah.
I said, okay. Can I ask you another question? You're a lawyer. Just told you I'm a lawyer. Okay, I need somebody to come to my office and do some filing for me. Will you come and do it?
No,
but I'm a lawyer. Missed the opportunity. I gave him an opportunity. He had a problem. He's unemployed. I gave him opportunity and a solution. Come and do some filing.
It's
a solution to unemployment. No, I cannot do that. I'm a lawyer. Shame. That's sad. Change our mindset. Rethink our values in life. And as I said this morning, I want to talk to us as a church. As a people. On how we can be effective. In the church. In our marketplace. In our home. Wherever we work. In our neighborhood. In our city. In our nation. Do you want to be effective people? Yes, we do.
Then.
And I want to tell you this. I believe that God frowns on ineffectiveness. King of kings. Lord of lords. Alpha and Omega. Beginning and the end. The great eternal king owns the cattle on a thousand hills. All the silver and the gold is mine. And we are poor, miserable, pathetic Christians.
I wonder why.
Let us pray. That was my introduction, by the way.
The
director said I can preach for 2 hours this morning.
Now we got like 14
minutes left. Let's just pray. Father, we want to thank you this morning for your word. We want to thank you, Lord, as we embark on this great and exciting year of 2013. Father, may we in our hearts know that this is your year. May we make it our ambition to make it your year. Father, may we say this is the year of the Lord. This is the year of the Lord's favor. That we may bring you honor and glory.
Pray
in Jesus' name. I want to ask you just quickly.
If
you have your Bibles, turn with me to 1 Chronicles chapter 11.
The
scripture reading is from verses 15 through to 19. I'm
going
to hammer this very fast, so we're not going to read the scripture. Give you a big, quick picture. David is on the run. He's been pursued by Saul. David has a huge problem. He's going to lose his life. The king has sent a message, David, you're a dead man. The king was coming with his army to come and find David, to kill David. David runs away. David goes into hiding in the cave of Adullam. David gathers to him all the vagabonds and all the people that are in distress. David faces a second problem. He's hiding in a cave. And down in the valley. The enemies of Saul are also there. The Philistines. That's David trapped.
David
cannot go back to Bethlehem. David cannot get past the Philistines.
David tsafaka mandeha mihoatra makany amin'ny Filistina.
David, Philistine, Saul.
De David de misy Filistina de misy Saul.
Huge problem for David. David is in serious problems.
David tena tao anatina olana tena lehibe.
And one day David gets up and he has a look. And I think David must have been an interesting man. Because the Bible says here, David said to himself, now in our life and society, and when you get to my age, it's okay to talk to yourself. It's not a problem. It's when you answer yourself, it becomes a problem.
That
problem
you talk to yourself.
Don't answer yourself. There was David, and David said, he said to himself, the Bible says that David said to himself, he said, if only I could drink of the water
from Bethlehem.
He just mentioned it. Then the Bible gives us an account of three men. These three men were known as David's mighty men. And I want us today to take the qualities of these men. Some of the qualities. I think I have a list of about 25
here.
I shared it with the potential leaders at Tana City, Inner City Church. These were guys that heard what David had to say. Number one. Don't miss this point. I said to you, Madagascar has huge problems. And I said something very important to you. Gives us reason for lots of opportunities. These three men, they heard the heart of David. If only I could drink of that water. Ha, he has an opportunity to do something. But I want to tell you something. And I've got to caution you this morning. Any opportunity doesn't come without a risk. You have to take a risk. Number one, be a risk taker in 2013. Take a risk. Get out of the boat. Peter got out of the boat. He said, Jesus, if it's you, tell me to come to you. Jesus said, come. In the midst of a problem. In the midst of a storm. Peter got out the boat. And I want to tell you this, that in Matthew chapter 11 verse 12. Listen carefully what I'm going to tell you.
de misy zavatra tiako resahana aminareo.
The ever advancing kingdom.
Le hoe le fanjakan'Andriamanitra, fanjakana mandroso hatrany.
The ever advancing kingdom of who?
Fanjakana izy io, fanjakana mandroso hatrany hatrany io.
Madagascar?
Madagascara?
The world?
Zao tontolo zao.
Americas?
America?
Israel?
Israel?
No, the ever advancing kingdom of God.
Le hoe fanjakan'Andriamanitra no mandroso
hatrany hatrany. That scripture speaks about continual progress.
Zany hoe io le miresaka ny hoe misy fandrosoana mitohy foana, mitranga foana.
God's people.
Ny vahoakan'Andriamanitra.
Will always be advancing.
De mandroso foana.
We will always advance.
Androso foana isika.
But there's a key to this portion of scripture.
Fa misy fanalahidy ho any avy amin'ity andalan-tsoratra masina.
Because the word of God says the ever advancing kingdom.
Ny hoe ilay fanjakan'Andriamanitra zay mandroso hatrany a.
Forceful men lay a hold of it.
Lehilahy mahery setra no mandray asa.
Number one.
Voalohany.
You need to be a risk taker.
Mila zany tsika mahasahy.
Number two.
Faharoa.
These men
reto
of David.
Reto lehilahy David reto.
They took a risk.
Nandray an'izay fahasahiny izay.
And then they were forceful.
De avy eo izy ireo nahery setra.
Because if you read that portion of scripture in Chronicles.
Satria raha vakianao io andalan-tsoratra masina amin'ny tantara
io. It says that they broke through the enemy land.
De zao lazaina hoe izy ireo de nanohitra mihitsy ny faritra nisy an'ny fahavalo.
There was force and aggression involved.
Zany hoe nisy hery, nisy hery setra tao anatin'izany.
But I'm telling you, if you're not forceful in the kingdom.
Zako tena amin'ny tena amintsika misy hoe mila mahery setra isika.
If you're not forcefully managing your time.
Raha ohatra ianao tsy mahery setra amin'ny fitantananao
ny fotoananao. If you're not forcefully disciplining your lifestyle.
Raha tsy mahery setra ianao amin'ny fametrahanao disiplina amin'ny fitondratenanao.
If you're not forcefully taking care of your finances.
Raha tsy mahery setra ianao mikarakara tsara ny fitantananao ny volanao.
If you're not forcefully taking care of your relationships.
Raha tsy mahery setra ianao amin'ny fikarakaranao ny fifandraisana nananao.
You're not going to have success. I'm sorry to tell you that. You need to be forceful in what you're doing. If you're not forceful in your prayer life. If you're not forceful in your reading of the word. If you're not forceful in your relationship with the King. You're
going
to have problem after problem after problem after problem. These men were forceful. They were risk takers. They were forceful.
De reto lehilahy reto zany hoe olona nasay izy voalohany masasaha de faharoa de olona mahery setra.
Number three.
Fahatelo.
You need to be bold and courageous.
Tokony ho feno faherezana sady feno fahasahina.
If you got a problem.
Raha manana olana ianao a.
Ah, Tanteraka, I've got a problem.
Ah, Tanteraka, manana olana.
Ah, I don't know what you do, Tanteraka.
Ah, tsy haiko misy atao Tanteraka.
Ah, you know what?
Ah, fantatra.
And you do nothing.
De tsy manao ninininy ianao.
You're going to die with that problem.
Maty miaraka amin'ny olana eo ianao.
Telling you.
Marina zany.
Really, I'm being serious.
Tena marina, tena serio be amin'ny
tena zany. You've got to be bold and courageous.
Mila feno fahasahina sy feno faherezana.
Take a risk.
Mandray sa risk.
Be forceful.
Mahe aoka hahery setra.
These three men.
Reto lehilahy anankitelo reto.
They took on the whole Philistine army.
Nitafika Filistina ray manontolo.
He said, no, come, we are going to go. And we're going to go and get the water and we're going to bring it back to David. You think their buddies around, they said to him, yeah, yeah, go, go, we'll watch you, we'll cover you, we'll protect you. They just said, you guys, you're crazy.
Dala.
You know when we go to the Manambulu? The guys that go to the Manambulu take a risk. The guys that go to the Manambulu are forceful. Because you can die on the Manambulu. You can ask tanks, you can ask the guys in the church.
They
know me. When the people come from South Africa, we're going to go to the Manambulu.
Sit
down. I
want to
ask you a question. Will you be happy if you came back in a wooden box? Are you serious? You can die in the Manambulu, man.
You
have the Dalu there.
Miss Dalwan.
If you get injured or something there, there's no hospital there, man.
It's
true, I teach you.
If a scorpion stings you or something like that, you can die.
Risk takers.
I want to tell you, these guys were bold and courageous. You need to be bold and courageous. Can I tell you something? The leadership of Tana City Church. I'm part of the leadership. I'll probably die here. I don't know, maybe. But Kim leads Tana City Church. He's the lead elder here.
Kim mazonum tarta ni Tana City.
Tanterica.
The Taterak.
Craig.
The Craig.
Mammy.
The Mammy.
Myself.
The Zag.
The deacons.
The diacon.
The guys that are on the team here.
Rose or not in the chipat.
Do you think Anna Nakeli is a joke? They took a risk. They had to be bold and courageous when they signed the lease. Just for the finances, just for the monthly finances. They sent me an email. Kevin. You know, we want to do this and that and that and that. And this is how much it's going to cost. What do you think? Can ask Tanterica what I wrote back. Tanterica is parking me the money. Because 12 years ago, when we signed the lease in Adruibe,
it
was 75% of the same value. And we had 8 people in the church. They got more than 8 people on leadership. But they had to be bold and courageous. Folks, and I want to encourage you, if you want to make it through this year, you need to be a risk taker. You need to be forceful. You need to be bold and courageous. And here's one that I really love. This is my final one. You need to be excited. And you need to be excitable.
Sadi azu entan.
Now what's the difference?
Samyaf.
If you're with excited people, you become excitable. That means you excite other people around you.
There's a
beautiful portion of scripture that speaks about a lady that was excited and excitable.
And
it was the lady at the well in John chapter 4 that said speaking to
Jesus.
She chats to Jesus. And Jesus says to her, can you give me some water?
He
says, yeah, sure, I'll give you some water. And Jesus says to you, if you knew who it was that asked you for the water, you would ask him for the water of life. That when you have drank it, you will never thirst again. And he carries on having a conversation with her. And at the end of the conversation, the scripture says that she ran to the city. And she called everybody. She was excited. Why? Why was she excited? Why are we excited today? Let's tell you why we get excited on a Sunday. How are we going to come to church? How are we going to meet with the King? How are we going to spend time with Jesus?
We're
excited. Oh, folks, you should spend time with Jesus 24 hours of the day, 7 days of the week. So you should always be excited. Always be excitable. Come and see a man that told me everything about my life, of everything what I've done. She was so excited that she got the whole city excited that they came to look for Jesus. As a church, we need to be excited. If we are sitting here this morning and we're not excited about what God is doing in Ananakeli at TCC,
Can I
have your permission? Leave.
De miala yeto.
Leave.
Miala yeto.
Leave.
Miala.
We don't need you yet.
Si la yeto sana na.
God wants excited people.
Sati ande mantra.
Excited about what God is doing in Anenekeli.
Mieta neta na niamne tona de mantra ni na la.
Excited about what God is doing in Andrenomena.
Mieta neta na niamne tona de mantra on Janmen.
Excited about what God's doing in Anasuzat East. Excited about what God's doing in this city, this nation, and the nations of the world. Amen.
Amen.
Take a
risk.
Be forceful. Be courageous and bold. Be excited. 2013. Let it be the year of the Lord. And folks, I said to you when I started preaching, every year is the year of the Lord. The problem is, we don't make space for God in our year. Amen.
Amen.
Let us be an effective church. Let us be an effective people. Amen.
Amen.
Let us pray. Father, we want to thank you for this day. We want to thank you for your grace, your love, and your mercies on our lives. Father, as we sit on the edge of yet another year that lies ahead of us, Father, we know that you are in control of all situations. And at any time, you can change all things. But Father, Jesus told us that we are to occupy until he returns. And Father, may we as Tana City Church be risk takers. Forceful. May we be bold and courageous. That you may receive all honor and glory. And on top of that, O God, I pray, Father, that there would come a great excitement unto this church. Father, an excitement that we've never had before. An excitement that would take Jesus to this nation. Into our workplace, into our neighborhoods. Into our families, into our city, into our suburbs, O God. Because we know, Father, that it excites your heart when people come to know Jesus. Father, we pray for Kim and Sue. Pray for the team here at Tana City Church. Father, grace them with your love and your wisdom. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. Have a wonderful week.
Amen.